Welcome to Defining Roles, a podcast about jobs you may have never heard of. I'm your host, Kate Barrett. Let's explore the possibilities of what's out there so that we can find our perfect role. Hello. This week, it's my birthday. So I thought I'd give you a little behind-the-scenes look at what has become my birthday ritual that I've done for the last few years. And being that my birthday is in December, it's kind of at this time of year where you're looking back and New Year is right around the corner. So my birthday has become a time when I reflect on the year, and then New Year's in a couple weeks is when I look towards the future and plan the following year. And it's just been so meaningful to slow down and intentionally reflect on all that's happened the previous year before I decide what I want my goals to be. So it's such a time to go, okay, where am I? What have I accomplished? What have I learned? Now what do I want to do going forward? And in previous years, I would spend some time at my favorite coffee shop or at the bar top at a wine bar and go over things. But being that that's not an option this year, I drove out to the Oregon coast for the afternoon, so not all change is bad. The first few years that I did my reflection practice, I wrote down a list of the things that I was grateful for or had learned that year based on the age that I was turning. So when I turned 30, I did 30 things that I was grateful for or knew to be true. And after doing that model for a couple years, it was a little repetitive, or I felt that, you know, things were, it was just too long of a list. So this year I modified things a little bit. And I just did my top 10 list of gratitudes. And then I went back and looked at the list of goals and intentions that I wrote at the beginning of the year. And while this year looked completely different than all of us expected, I was surprised by how many of my goals and intentions actually came through. And I saw somewhere during the year the suggestion to put dates when you make a list of goals or intentions, put on that list the dates when you actually have them come through. It's such a fun way to then be able to go back and look at the year and break down how long certain goals take or the things that you did that led to that. It's just so fun to see a timeline when something seems really big, but yet it only took a few weeks to actually accomplish. Where other things, I still have a few things on that list of goals that are in the works, but they are so much closer and they feel like they're within arm's reach versus they felt like a really big stretch at the beginning of the year. So it's just been such a great tangible way to work with these goals and intentions. And these goals were everything from career goals, financial goals, relationship goals, but I also included experiences on there and general areas of expansion. So last year, one of the things that I put on there was curiosity. I really wanted to have more curiosity and explore and do things just for the sake of curiosity. And at the beginning of the year, that started with taking salsa dancing classes. And that was such a fun experience that I did for 2.5 months until everything was shut down. And that just wasn't an option. And then that same curiosity went into this podcast. So it's so fun to see when you have a general theme, it can take shape in many different forms. And that's kind of the fun of seeing this is a direction I'd like to go in, or I'd like to grow in this area, but I'm very open to what that looks like. While I was sitting at the beach, going through my journals for the last year, it was so fun to see all the different things that I've experienced and not just go through these bullet point lists, but I flipped through and looked at all of the, I had two journals that I had filled up this year. Probably not a surprise. I had a lot of thoughts and a lot of things to process. So here's just a little bit on how I use journals. So I have mentioned before that I love doing To Be Magnetic workshops, and I found a lot of personal growth through the meditations and the exercises that they have in those workshops. So I use my journals to go through their journal prompts and to kind of write through stream of consciousness whenever things come up and I just want to reflect, or putting ideas to paper. And so it's more of a way for me to see thoughts and progressions if I have something I'd like to work on, to kind of lay out the steps and what is it going to take, versus I don't necessarily journal every day. It's not just like a dear diary, here's what I did. It's more if I have something that I'm trying to process or organize or just reflect of, like, here was a dynamic and here's how I'm feeling about it and how did I show up and how do I want to show up in the future. So my journal is really just time for me to step back and be reflective and be intentional. And so it was really interesting to kind of see these highlighted points from this last year. Let's go through a few of my things that made it to my top 10 list of my birthday gratitude and lessons. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I will share a few with you. One that made it on the list that is kind of a gratitude plus a lesson was around bravery, and bravery to let things go. That included routines, parts of my identity, my career, relational dynamics. There was so much that I just let go of this year, and that requires bravery to trust that there's something on the other side that is worth just releasing that control and allowing for new things to come in. Another lesson that I learned this year was that it's not a problem until it's a problem. So don't stress and worry about the potential of a situation. Deal with what's right in front of you. Now, this does not mean that you don't plan or prepare and take action. It just means the worry part and the stress part. Do what you can and deal with what's right in front of you before you jump to worry. Because there were so many situations this year where I had the potential, or I would stress out, but that situation did never come to be. It was something that was far better. Or when things did happen, they happened in a way that truly was to my benefit. So that was a lesson of just one step at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself and don't put yourself through worry before you actually need to. Another lesson was take action and find clarity as you go. I think I've mentioned that before on here, that we can wait to have things be perfect before we take action, but that usually means that nothing will ever get done. And I was someone at the beginning of the year that was just searching for, what is my purpose? What am I meant to do? What am I even good at? And not that I've found all of the answers, but I've definitely come to a place where I have a better idea, and you work through things and I'm at least on a different path that's moving toward finding those answers. And I don't know if we ever truly get those answers in life, but that was a big one this year, was just take the action right where you are and clarity will come as you go. And things that are really wrapped up in gratitude on the list are around my health, my family, my meditation practice, self-reflection, friends that are there on days that are really hard and not just the good days. And I think my biggest gratitude of this year has been this podcast. I'm so grateful that you show up every week to listen. And this podcast has given me purpose and something to do when I didn't have any of that. And it's been the biggest surprise of 2020 and just the most fulfilling project I could have ever imagined. And I started out hoping that this podcast would help me find a job and give me direction in that way, but it's become so much more than I've planned, and I have so much that I want to do in the coming year, and I have a lot planned for the direction that I'm going to take this podcast, but that is for another episode. This episode is for reflecting and looking back and gratitude. And I just, of all of the challenges that have come this year, I'm in such a place of overwhelming gratitude for all of the things that crumbled, because it just means that I'm in a place where beautiful things get to come in. And it's an exciting place to look around and go, what do I want to create? So I'm overwhelmed with gratitude this week and all of the surprises that have come through this year and all that I've been able to accomplish on my list of goals that I set this time last year. Well, the beginning of the year, but since this time of reflection last year, how much has changed. And it's just a great example for myself of, even in challenging years, so much growth and so much possibility can come through, that challenges are not bad. Challenges are where we grow. So when in 2020, I am thankful for all of it. I'm so thankful for you, and I'm excited to gradually share what I have in mind for this podcast moving forward. But for today, I hope you were able to see a little bit inside of my yearly reflection and my yearly practice of taking some time to sit down and look at the year. And this year, sitting on that log on the beach, I was pretty surprised by all that's come through. So I hope that you guys are doing well and having some time that you're able to reflect on this year and move into where you'd like to be, because things don't just magically happen. It's the actions that we're taking right now that will determine where we are in 6 months to a year from now. So it's this gradual build. So part of where I am now are things that I did last year. That was, you know, setting up financial systems and doing a lot of the meditation and self-work to be in a place where 2020 just made me stronger. We didn't crumble this year. So I hope that you gift yourself the time of reflection to set yourself up for where you want to be. So again, so much gratitude. I love you guys so much. I hope that you feel that each and every week when I show up through curiosity, and I'm excited to see where we end up when we're reflecting this time next year. All right, guys, share with a friend if you think this would be a fun practice for them to incorporate. And as always, take care of yourself. And I will catch you next time on another episode of Defining Roles.